Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindabot. 7:05 in the morning, it's June the 6th, and it's a big day today. It's a big day for a lot of reasons. We'll get to that in just a second. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I'm sure that somebody's going to be calling in, a few people are going to be calling in today about a few of the things we're talking about. Also, we stream live at KCNR1460.com. So, good morning. Hey, Bad Bob. How are you today?
Doing quite well. And
tell us about Venus.
Okay. This is an event that happens when it's not unlike an eclipse, but, of course, on a much smaller scale. The planet Venus appears to transit the face of the sun. It's an astronomical event it's not nearly as spectacular as an eclipse, but it was interesting. And the next time this will happen is 150 years away. So yesterday afternoon I remembered and went out and I got those solar glasses and took a look, and it was kind of interesting just seeing this astronomical event that is such a rare thing.
Where'd you get the solar glasses?
They were selling them at the Pancake Breakfast. That's where I got mine. But several stores in the planetarium here in town had a pretty good stock. So I don't know if it's over. I think it was the 4th and 5th, but I'll have to check on that.
Well, I'm going to wait till the next one. When's that going to be?
150 years away.
Okay, I'll be there. And my sweetheart is here.
Good morning, yes. I'll give you a little update on the weather. Currently 53 degrees downtown. How are you this morning? We've got a lot of stuff going on. Temperatures are going to be around 82 today. Sunny tonight with partly cloudy around 54 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow with 81. We have a beautiful week ahead of us. And thank God, because Relay for Life is this weekend. Yes, we will have KCNR a couple booths out there. We're going to be calling in with all the live shows. Santos has pledged to walk 24 hours.
Our sales director is going to walk 24 hours.
And we're going to have a booth that's called the Free Fire Walkers. We need help. We need you guys to come out. And we're also going to be selling raffle tickets that will be going towards a wonderful barbecue, the barrel that Mike Huber made. It's a barrel barbecue, a charcoal barbecue. Very, very cool.
Combined smoker and everything.
It's awesome. And so we'll be doing a drawing on that. But let's talk about this day in history, because it's a phenomenal day in history. In 1944, this was D-Day, the day thousands of Allied troops invaded Normandy, France. They opened a second major European front in the battle against the Nazis. General Dwight Eisenhower of the United Forces, and who later became President of the United States, had said, this landing is what? Opening phase of the campaign in Western Europe. Great battles lie ahead. I call upon all those who love the United States to stand with us.
Well, D-Day, of course, was so significant that the Allies entered into Europe via an amphibious landing from England. It led to the final defeat of Nazism, genocide that the Nazis were perpetuating on not just the Jewish religion, but also Christians, anybody that they didn't think met their standards was being put to death in extermination camps. And people say war doesn't solve anything. War solved this. And I mean, this is not a political statement. We went to war to save our way of life and to save the nation's way of life, the world, to give the world a chance against a power that was destroying people, exterminating them due to the fact of the religion they have, or the fact that they didn't like their race. I mean, this war was fought to free mankind.
And thank you so much for all of those who serve, because
World War II veterans, yes.
Last night, you know, I know in Facebook I posted, I feel so proud, so honored that I can go into the precinct or the voting booth that we belong to, and that when I cast my vote, it counts. I matter. It was just, you know, and just every, as I get older and I, you know, hopefully wiser, you know, I mean, wearing that sticker, I'm very proud. And I realized as we signed our name with the people who are in our community, there's a lot of people, now maybe there were ballots that were sent in. A lot of people do that. We just like the what do you want to call it?
The voting,
ceremonial aspect
of it. Putting our name and putting our marks ourselves.
And there were five or six people there that were, they're so kind and so wonderful. We vote up at the Catholic Church up on Gold Street, I think that's what, or West Street. Is it Gold or West?
West.
Okay. Well, anyway, so but thank you for those people who went before us and helped to preserve our rights and to help us to be free so that we could cast a vote. And that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. But first, we're going to go to another part of our freedoms that we have, and freedoms to succeed and to succeed in business and to succeed in life. And part of that is by having people like Kathy Lathrop Cummings talk to us from Wells Fargo as our advisor, talk about what's going on Wall Street.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 154 points at 12,282. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 16 at 1,302. And the NASDAQ is positive 40 at 2,818. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 26 cents at $7.36 and Dollar General up $1.18 at $47.94. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 3 cents at $15.11, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $12.75. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.67%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.37 at $85.66. Gold is up $19.10 at $1,636 even, and silver is up $1.21 at $29.62. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Kathy. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and they are located out of Park Marina Drive. Drop down there and see what they have to say. They always give great advice. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got election results. We've got Gary Cadd, and we have Honor Flight after that. We're going to be talking Honor Flight. A major historian has just written a book, and we're going to be talking to him at 8. And then Jeff Hess, the chief operating officer of Hawkins Company, is going to be here at 8:30 to talk about the next step or what happens next with the Knighton Road Shopping Center.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. we've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, my gosh. We are got a great show for you this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. It's wonderful what's going on there. Inside Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, where you can get a 20-ounce coffee drink for just $3, iced or hot. And the girls, they call them the tobacco, they call them the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, TMB Cuties. And it's wonderful. You get such great service in there. And this is where I love to buy my coffee beans, especially when I'm going to go on the road and visit people. They've got all kinds of flavors, great bargains. And go in there and tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. They also sell, you know, wine and all kinds of things that would be great for hostess gifts. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, let's talk about... Gary Cadd just wandered in. He wanders the streets early in the morning. We've noticed that. And we pull him in because, frankly, we don't want, Gary walking the streets, especially in front of the station, because it leads to drive-by shootings.
Hey,
thanks for saving my life.
So he's going out there with a sign that says, "What I say counts." And anyway, okay. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
We're not going to talk about city council meeting last night because, frankly, I don't care. Okay. But we are going to talk about the elections. Yeah, well, of course there was. Okay. Measure A. What a squeaker that was.
Yep. It's like I said, it was
65% to 34%. So no to the shopping center on Knighton Road. Now, Jeff Hess, the COO of Hawkins, will be here today to talk about the next step because, frankly, they've got like $11-12 million.
They got a lot of money,
into this. And so, what's the next step? When we had the owner of Hawkins Company, Gary Hawkins, on Monday, and he talked about bringing it back.
Well, what did you witness last night? You were at all of these election, parties. We saw you in the news.
Well, I noticed some folks that were downcast because they didn't make it. But I can tell you one thing to start with. Everyone that ran a good contest, and everybody that wants to run has the right to run. They should put their name in and run. So some didn't win. Some others are in limbo because their opponent has a little over 50%, but there's still some ballots to be counted.
Yeah.
So,
I want to talk about that one. I mean, Measure B, the one about freezing the land, that went down even more than the shopping center. 70% of the people said no, you cannot freeze that. This is private property rights. And Bob Moore, who was the one that's kind of like in the lead in this, I mean, just did a masterful job here. We talked about Modi received 51%.
He's in.
District 3, it looks like, this is close. Now, somebody just told me, the last numbers I saw had Giacomini at 50.54 and Jones at 36.29, Reines at 12%. I don't know if that if that's changed, because if she gets 51%, that means that there's no runoff.
Well, no, it's 50% plus one vote.
Oh, 50%
yes,
plus one vote. Oh, so then.
But see, the thing with it is here, not to throw water on Pam, because Pam is ahead. But at the same token, there were 61,000 votes. 1% is 61 votes. So if there's some question ballots, and if Fred and Patrick wind up getting 61, 62, 60, 70 votes, it'll pull her down below 50%.
Right.
So there is that possibility. We'll still at the moment, she's ahead, and she's won the seat at the moment. But you have to wait until the final tally.
Okay. Sherry Beck and Bill Chappelle in District 4, looks like they're in a runoff.
They're in a runoff.
State Assembly, Brian Daly really came on strong, it looks like.
It looks like
34% to Rick Bassetti's 28%, so they're in a runoff.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see where, you know, on that one. You know, you got two really good people. You know, all these people are good people, by the way. I don't want anybody to think that they're not. And then for State Senator Ted Gaines and Julie Graff Griffin, the Democrat, are in the runoff. Les Baugh. Our local guy finished third,
yes.
Right. Well, that's those are tough races. U.S. Senate, of course, you've got, it's going to be Feinstein against a lady named Elizabeth Erkin, who is a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Proposition 28 to reduce terms passed 61-40. And Proposition 29 to raise taxes on tobacco failed 50-49. And Ron Paul took third place in the primary at 10%. Of the vote.
That's about it. That's what went on last night.
It
was really fun. There was a lot of, you know, the thing with it is at different functions you go to, such as the Cowboys breakfast, you get to meet so many people that you don't get to see during the year and talk to them.
Yeah.
And last night there was a bunch of people that stopped in at Tobacco and Brew, where Patrick and Bill Chappelle and Cheryl Clifford had their campaign party. And it was just a nice evening. I can't say it was totally fun all the way around, but it was a nice evening. And you don't win them all.
Yeah, we didn't go to any of the in the events. We were invited to quite a few of them, but we just we had a lot of things we were doing. And anyway, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Gary Cadd's our guest, and we'll catch up when we come back on any last things here on the election. And we've got a bunch of stuff happening today, 7:30, 8, and all that. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Just a little uncertainty can bring you down. And nobody wants to know you now. And nobody wants to show you how. So if you're lost and on your own.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and about 7:26 in the morning. It's June 6th. It's D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day. My father landed at Normandy on D-Day.
Did he really?
Dad would talk about the war, World War II. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would tell stories. And all this. The only time he ever talked about landing at D-Day was that his platoon went across the beach, and not a lot of them made it. And he never talked about that one, but he would talk about other parts of, you know, humorous aspects of, you know, when you're getting into combat stuff. But it was Saving Private Ryan came out, and I saw it. And if you ever saw the landing there, you know, the first 10, 15 minutes of this is just really a horrific but realistic scenario of what was happening. I told Dad, I said, but Dad, you probably shouldn't go see that. I don't know mm-hmm. if you ever have, you know, he never talked any about having flashbacks. He says, son, I see that every night. Mm. And that's the only thing he ever said. So, Okay. But thank you so much, you greatest generation. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
We owe you so much.
Yes, we do.
We can't ever begin.
Even start to repay.
You know, if our generations could ever be just almost as good. Okay, hey, you know, we talked about yesterday about voters in two major California cities have overwhelmingly supported approved cuts to retirement benefits for city workers. The ones down in San Diego, 66% voted in favor of the proposition, while 34% were opposed. And in San Jose, 70% of the people supported the measure, which means is that pensions for city workers and others are going to be changed. So, not the ones that are already retired, but they're going to be paying more into it, from what I understand.
Right.
And already they're saying this is going to go to court. They're going to be taken to court.
Well, you know, and that's something that will probably have to be done. But it's just like that. Wisconsin has made their voice heard, and two cities in the state of California made their voice heard. And it's just something we have to do. It's unfunded mandates, and there's something we have to do, or we are all going to go bankrupt. All the cities, of course, the state of California, it looks like it's bankrupt.
We cannot continue doing this,
and neither can
our nation.
No.
But the state of California, I mean, when, you know, Gray Davis was thrown out of office for what he did, and essentially what he said the other day was, he said, you know, everything we did was based on such a poor economic forecast. And you know, it's our city and county workers are great. And when you think about it, they're great people.
No doubt.
There's no doubt in them. I mean, I know so many of them. They are just absolutely great people. And I don't, you know, it's not, you know, when you start seeing these things, it's not aimed at them or the quality of work, the level of work they do.
Yes, we can't afford
it. It's just that if somebody can show us how to afford this.
How about Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
All right.
And that's a great point. The guy from Wisconsin ran on reforming what was going on with, you know, on the entitlements,
mm-hmm.
and suffered a he was the third governor
and he acted
ever
on it after he
acted
elected
on it, and so they took over the Capitol. It was just some really nasty stuff going on. Recall election. Three governors have been recalled in history. Two of them have lost. He was the only one that won, and he won easily.
Mm-hmm.
He won easily. So that could be a wake up call to a lot of people.
Well, Carl, look at another thing real quickly.
That's all we got is local.
All right. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio are hurting. And not Wisconsin, I should say. Illinois is Michigan. I will have to.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break for our news, and then we come back. We have Honor Flight.
I'm sorry.
Fox Business Network, the opening bell is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. Signs Europe will help rescue Spain's troubled banks are overshadowing the European Central Bank's decision to leave its benchmark interest rate unchanged. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 140 points. Monsanto is also on the rise after announcing a new share buyback program. The $1 billion stock buyback will go into effect July 1st when the existing program is complete. The company is also boosting its quarterly dividend. Shareholders can now expect a cash payout of 30 cents a share. And outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says 99 CEOs announced their departures in May. That's lower than the same time last year, but did climb slightly from April's number of 90. Both healthcare and the government nonprofit sector saw the heaviest turnover last month. On a year-over-year basis, it marks the third straight month of declines. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Good morning.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our Bad Bob is telling me that the...
It's currently 53 degrees. We're great here. Don't worry about it. We have a little electrical thing or whatever. You know what happens. We got computers, things. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 82. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 54. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's not forget Father's Day. The Father's Day weekend, we are going to be having our Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be having a fabulous Father's Day brunch with fly fishing experts. So take your dad, take your friend, take your grandpa, take your husband. Get out there and have somebody show you how to cast some flies. Isn't that going to be fun out on the ranch? That would be very, very cool. And it's always great brunch. You want to make sure that you call for reservations because they pack up, and now is the season that you're going to see. They're building a beautiful vegetable garden. You can see the chapel. It's a great place to hang out and take your family. Currently 7:32 here in the downtown studios. And of
do we want to replay those, or do you have? It's too late for that.
Your call. I can reset.
Okay, never mind. We'll just keep going. We'll just do makeups here. Okay, hey, our guest, when we say that, it's
I was stretching, I was filling.
Our Phantom, which is what runs all the electrons programming and all that. runs all the commercials. Everything is loaded in.
The matter
like that,
of the air.
And it plays it automatically, but just misfired on us. And that, you know, that's the first time I remember that ever happening. But it misfired. So what we're going to do is we just have to miss all those commercials.
Oh, well, gosh.
Okay.
You know
what? That's great.
This is really an incredible moment for us because not only is it, you know, the anniversary of D-Day. Oh, my gosh.
Today. This is something that couldn't have, you know what? I'm not this smart to figure it out to make this happen today. But we have Tom and Debbie Johnson.
Good morning.
Here
good morning.
To
good
talk
morning.
About Honor Flight. And Honor Flight honors our World War II veterans. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome. Why don't you share with us and our listeners, if you will, if you had to tell for the first time what Honor Flight is, what is it?
One of you has to do this.
Okay. Dead air. We don't want any of that.
Well,
yeah.
That's right.
Oh, no. Well, we can do dead air by ourselves.
Yeah.
All
right.
Honor Flight is a way for everyday people and veterans and the whole community and the whole country to get behind the greatest generation and give them the thanks that they so rightfully deserve. They built a memorial 60 years after they were finished fighting.
You know, it's funny that, you know, when they built that, it was all these other memorials in Washington, D.C., and there wasn't one to World War II. And then they got into a big fist fight about where to put it, and, I mean, it took a while just to even have it happen.
Well, many people thought there was a World War II memorial, and that was the Iwo Jima Memorial, which is for the Marines. And because it was built for the Marines of what they did in World War II.
Yeah, the raising of the flag is Suribachi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And somebody came to the realization that there is no World War II memorial. Now there is.
Well, we went to bury Carl's cousin last year at Arlington. And it took, you know, it takes a while before they can actually have the services. So while we were there, we really went for a very long tour. We wanted to really make sure we took all of the monuments in Arlington, Washington. I mean, and we walked the Washington Monument and through that. In World War II, we took our shoes off, put our little feet in the water, and felt, just sat there and took in all of the, watching the people who were feeling their fathers, their grandfathers. There were World War II veterans there, probably on another honor flight from what you do. So give us a little picture inside of what happens. How do you gather the people? How do you find the people to take to this on this honor flight?
It started in Ohio, and people send in applications when they heard that they were flying folks to the memorial. And hubs started forming across the country towards the west. And when we started, they gave us all the applications that they had from California, which were about 1,200. And so there's an application process. And our hub takes the World War II veterans by the date they we receive their application, so that the longest waiting go first. And so that's how we do that.
And you take, you know, this is such a great program. And then you have, you know, now all of these men and women are obviously in their 80s and 90s. So they need help.
Exactly.
When I say they need help, they have, there's people that come along with it, that pay their way to come along and be, what would you call them?
Absolutely. We call those guardians.
Guardians.
We usually do a flight of 50, total 50 people. And we'll take usually 30 World War II veterans and 20 guardians. The 20 guardians go along. They do everything. They treat these World War II veterans like the royalty that they are. And we cater to their every need.
I love it.
And our biggest thing is safety, of course, and that's right. Why we take the guardians. And we do train them. We train them, make sure that they know what it is they're about to do, what they're in for. It's not a picnic for the guardians.
No, because if for us who have had, you know, elderly parents and everything, I mean, you're in your 80s, you know, mid-80s or late 80s, early 90s, wheelchairs, assistance getting on and off buses, all these things. I mean, it's, you know, so you need the guardians there to help
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, when's the next honor flight?
Next honor flight is June 29th through July 1st. We're having a guardian training the 16th, that's Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, that's a week from this.
Actually, Father's Day weekend. Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
So how are you fixed for guardians?
Our flight is almost full for guardians, but
okay.
I imagine some of the folks coming to this training will end up going on that flight, which will be wonderful.
Okay.
And we're having that at 1 o'clock out at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center corporate office, and. Anyone is invited to come. If you want to come and be trained as a guardian for future flights, we would love to have you come
now,
there.
There's a small cost, and it really is a small cost associated with traveling back to Washington, D.C. and staying there for you go back like on a Friday, and you come back on a Sunday. Is that correct?
Right. You can see me nodding here.
Yeah, I know.
You can see me.
I'm helping here. Okay. Now, but for a guardian, it costs, it's really not a big amount of money, but it's like $300 or $400 or.
Right now, we're asking for a $400 donation.
There you go.
From our guardians, and that helps us defray the cost of them going.
Sure.
And you got to realize, you know, these people are volunteering their time.
Yes.
First of all, They're not only making a $400 donation, that they're spending 3 days of work.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's not like you're spending $400, you know, for anybody who's thinking, no side trips. This is your opportunity to serve individuals who served us.
Exactly.
In other words, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You are assigned a few people, right?
Right.
And those people that you're assigned to, it's all about, I am caring from you from the time I see you until the time we return. I am caring for all of your needs.
But it's also, don't give the impression people can't move or anything like that. I mean, you're assisting them.
Yeah.
You're assisting them. I mean, no, because if people think, oh, my gosh, they can't do anything, but that's not true.
No, that's not true. Okay. We had 98 3/4 with us last time, and he could run circles around us. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're just there to make sure that they're okay but to do that.
I just don't want to give people, you know, I think people need to know that it's not like you're going to go visit your Aunt Lily while you're in Washington.
Exactly,
you're there to be
Lindsay.
There to a guardian. I just wanted to clarify that because it's a fabulous opportunity to be able to give back.
It's a working trip. There's luggage, there's chairs, there's people. And their stories. So you're going to, you know, it's hard work, but the rewards are beyond belief.
But we want to take a quick break. We'll come on back here. And by the way, if Tom, can I come over and visit my rifles and shotguns? I'll tell you that story when we get back here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 13th, but now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day on Wednesday with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Friday, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray. Saturday, auto races, and Sunday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Tribute to the Eagles, High Flying Motorcycle Show, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 12th. The Shasta District Fair opens June 13th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Woo. Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning, June 6th, is anniversary of D-Day, and how appropriate that we have our guest in here, Debbie and Tom Johnson, who are the, well, you're kind of like the main leadership behind this, you know,
the honor flight.
And we can't, and let us just say publicly, thank you. Thank you so much for what you do to help our veterans and help our, you know, the World War II veterans that head back to the D.C. area. And it's a long weekend, but when I talk about the rifles and shotguns, it's because we went to a fundraiser for the Northern California Heritage Museum and Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Well, I was trying to read it, and I can't read it from here.
I'm my jerk.
But it's, you know what? You know, it's the one we talk about all the time. And they had a number of raffles that had to do with rifles and shotguns. And just because every one of them was delivered over to Tom Johnson and his wife.
Because you won all of them.
Because you won all of them. But then again, I guess if you put in that much money. That's what I was going to say.
They didn't just give them to me.
No, they didn't. If you pay that much money, you ought to get something out of that.
Part of my support for the Veterans Museum, which, incidentally, is a partnership with Honor Flight.
Yes.
They do our veteran history program for Honor Flight. Uh-huh. Because we have these captive audience, once we get these guys on an airplane for 5 hours, it's a good time to get their stories. And Rob and some of the museum staff come along with us. Rob Burrows happens to be our president of Honor Flight board right now.
Yeah.
This year. And
Rob's involved in all this anyway, as are so many. And big kudos to Senior Chief Robert Burrows. When you say on the flight, is this just a regular commercial flight? Is that correct?
Right.
And then the cost of the flight is for the veterans. How is that paid?
It's all done on donations. Every dollar we get is spent on our veteran, and we make every deal we can. I spend a lot of time on the phone with both the airlines and the hotels and the bus companies, trying to get the best deal, because every dollar we spend.
Sure,
the dollar that we can't, veteran can't go.
How do people donate? I mean, you must have some fundraisers, but how do people donate to you?
We have a mainly our website. Mm-hmm. They can go to our website, which is honorflightnorcal.org. Real simple, all one word: honorflightnorcal for Northern California. And there is a way to donate on there, and also that's where all the information about what we're doing. That's where it's at.
Well, the break I had asked you, what is the youngest person that came along as a guardian? And I'm curious, you know, because I think that, more and more, teenagers and kids. Tell us, you have a little bit of a story to share with us as far as a teenager that took his first honor flight.
Our first teenager was Robert Garrett Burrows, mm-hmm. and he was a little shy to start with about the trip. He wasn't sure what to expect. I think his dad kind of said, you need to do this, and he was wondering why, and by the time he was done, he knew why. And when the second honor flight came around, it was near his birthday, and he said, Dad, this is what I want for my birthday. If you would pay my way to go again, I really want to go again, because the legacy of service that he discovered that they gave us is beaming in that young man and many others that go with us, because I always ask our guardians, when you come back, if you don't tell the story of a World War II veteran, this is why I have this, that story is going to be lost if they have no family member. And Robert really understood that, and as well as a lot of our other guardians. And it's shame on us if we don't create our own legacy of service with this program.
An extension of the of the story, extension of the legacy. It's like extended family at that point.
Exactly.
You know, I can't say enough about, again, you know, here it is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day. And we have Tom and Debbie Johnson here who do the honor flight. And I can't, you know, we just want to thank you so much. Because what it is taking the World War II veterans back to the Washington, D.C. to see the monument. Everything is donated. That's a free trip for the veteran. They have guardians that go along with them that pay, you know, that pay a sum to come along and to help them with their, you know, get around and all those things, as we would with the people that we revere in their, you know, in their mid, late 80s and 90s. And so tell us again one more time. Give us your phone number one more time, how people get a hold of you and the website. Because, you know, if you've got somebody you want to nominate for this, it's, you know, you need to talk. Debbie and Tom Johnson, so two of the nicest people you're ever going to meet in this world. I mean that. Now, don't.
Very inviting people.
They are some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet in this world that give so much. So, you know, if
to our veteran community, yeah, especially, yeah, but in so many ways.
In so many ways. So give them a call at
357-3380. Honor Flight Northern California. It's one of five hubs in California. And we appreciate your support.
That's right. We want to support that. Tom?
And the website, of course, once again, www.honorflightnorcal.org. And like you mentioned, we are one of five hubs now in California. We were the first hub, and we were instrumental in starting the other four hubs, trying to alleviate our backlog.
Right.
And we were able to
narrow
our list down.
What's your backlog right now?
We still have about 300 World War II veterans from 2010 to 2012 on our
Just on your roster.
Right, which is down from 1,400.
Okay, so that 300 can go out to all the other hubs, too? Or not?
No, they're just with us.
They're
those
ours.
Those 300, okay.
So June 16th is your training, and we're just encouraging our listeners, if you want to have a life-altering experience and really be of service with yourself to the World War II veterans on this flight, give a call or go on the NorCal, again, the website?
Honor Flight, NorCal.
Honor Flight, NorCal. And .org.
.org.
And check it out. It would be a great, I know we're going to do it. We just have to commit to win.
It's an opportunity for other veterans of other eras to get to see their memorials as well.
Yeah,
they come as guardians.
When we get to Washington, D.C., we not only see the World War II Memorial, we spend the whole, mainly because we're from California, it's a three-day trip, so we have a whole day. We start early in the morning on Saturday, and we don't get back to the hotel till late.
And if you
night.
Haven't been to D.C. before and seen all these memorials, they're all really close to each other, so you can move from spot to spot to spot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much for what you do.
Thank you for having us.
Happy birthday, Tanya.
Happy birthday, Tanya.
That's our oldest.
That's your oldest. Oh,
happy birthday,
great.
Tanya.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Nana's Naughty Knickers, written by Catherine DeSalvino and directed by Janessa Britton. Naughty Knickers aren't the only secret that will be exposed when Granny's dirty laundry is aired in this risque comedy. You thought Victoria had a secret? Wait till you see this. Weekends through June 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Here we are on this beautiful day. Currently 60 degrees. I'm guessing.
It's going to be a great day today. You know,
it's not up.
And it's going to be getting warmer this weekend.
It's 57. And of course it is D-Day, the history of D-Day and the memory of D-Day. But it is the 6th of June.
And we want to give the in case you know, for people who just you know, as we're saying in our chat room, have just coming in and they hadn't seen what's happened. Measure A went down in defeat, 65-34, and that was the one about building the shopping center at Knighton Road. 65% said they did not agree with the supervisors. However, Measure B, that would stop all construction out there development for 24 years, went down even in a bigger defeat, 70-30. So they it was no on B and no on A. District 2, Leonard Modi received 51% of the vote, so he's running, so he won't have to run again. He's got the supervisor's job. District 3, you know, I'm not sure if this is going to be a runoff or not, and I'm getting it from different people. Giacomini had won 50% of the votes, 50.54. Jones, 36-29, so I'm not sure if there's a runoff there. District 4, Sherry Beck and Bill Chappelle are in the runoff. The State Assembly, Brian Daly and Rick Bassetti are in the runoff. Daly at 34%, Bassetti at 28%. And then, so we'll see what happens with that one. State Senator Ted Gaines and Julie Graff are in it. Les Paul finished third on that. Proposition 28 to reduce terms passed 61-40. Proposition 29 to raise tobacco taxes, however, failed 50-49. And, you know, there's just a, you know, the big news, of course, also is that Scott Walker, is that right, of the Wisconsin, the governor, survived recall, and he did it easily. And it's, you know, and what this is, you know, the Obama administration put a lot of money in this and a lot of time and effort to try to get the governor recalled because of his proposal to stop collective bargaining, and the unions went up against him really hard. A lot of money came in from out of state for both sides. And of the three governors that have been recalled, two of them they were a success, including our own Gray Davis that was recalled. But in this case, this is the first time. So the governor of Wisconsin has withstood the recall and quite easily. That's the other thing. Okay, we're going to take a break here in about 50 seconds for the news. When we come back, we're going to have Augustine Stucker, who has written a book called Lincoln and Davis. It's a dual biography of Civil War presidents. We're going to talk to him for a few minutes about this book. It's a It's an interesting book about the biographies and the parallels between the two. And then and we're going to have Jeff Hess coming on from the COO of Hawkins Company. He's going to talk about what's happening next with the Knighton Road development, if anything.
Well, the interesting thing about Augustine, who's going to be calling in just a moment in this book, is that Jefferson Davis and Abraham Lincoln were born within 9 months and 100 miles of each other in Kentucky log cabins. It's going to be interesting to talk about that. You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Author Ray Bradbury has died. Confirmation just in from one of the daughters of the iconic science fiction writer. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum has this live.
Ray Bradbury's stories ranged over a mix of genres, science fiction, fantasy, gothic horror. His writing chilled and sparked the imagination. Fahrenheit 451, The Illustrated Man, The Martian Chronicles, among his best-known works.
People ask, where do you get your ideas?
That's from his 1980s TV series, Ray Bradbury Theater. Bradbury died in Southern California at the age of 91. His biographer Sam Weller tweets, a very beautiful light has gone out in the cosmos. Lisa?
Thanks, Hank. How risky is too risky? A Senate hearing underway on bets made and lost at the nation's biggest bank and whether anyone at the U.S. Treasury should have noticed losses mounting at J.P. Morgan Chase. A message for November and beyond. That's how Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker defines his victory in a recall election.
They said loudly, not just in Wisconsin, but I think across the country, if you do the right thing, if you make the tough choices, voters will stand with you.
Opponents of Walker's limits on union bargaining rights plan a rally later today. Dozens of airport workers accused of smuggling drugs through Puerto Rico. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Lisa, DEA agents in San Juan are arresting airline workers and baggage handlers at Luis Marin Munoz International Airport, accusing them of being part of a cocaine and heroin smuggling ring. The agency says the workers were moving the drugs from the island to Orlando and New York. More arrests on the mainland are expected, about 50 total, Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. For now, the Dow is back in positive territory for the year, up more than 170 points, despite a decision by the European Central Bank to leave its key lending rate unchanged, rejecting calls to cut it to help stimulate Europe's economy. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prostorix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prostorix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prostorix today. Just call 888-773-0299, 888-773-0299, or visit ptx1.com, ptx1.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
From bad to worse for Egypt's ousted president, Hosni Mubarak's health said to be deteriorating in prison. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Mideast Bureau.
Doctors say his health has entered a dangerous phase, Lisa. They've had to use a respirator 5 times to help him breathe. The 84-year-old's health hasn't been good for a while, but it worsened very quickly since he was sentenced to life in prison on Saturday for his role in the deaths of protesters. Officials say he's suffering from shock, high blood pressure and breathing problems, his health failing even more after his wife Suzanne visited him on Monday, bringing on severe depression, Lisa.
Emily, thanks. Israel's Prime Minister says he will abide by a court order to demolish an unauthorized West Bank outpost, but he also plans to move those 5 homes to an adjacent settlement and add 300 more. A Massachusetts teenager just convicted of causing a fatal car crash while texting. 18-year-old Aaron DeVoe, the first person tried in Massachusetts for the crimes. The guilty verdict for motor vehicle homicide and negligent operation coming at the start of day 2 of jury deliberations and just a day after DeVoe
testified in his own defense, insisting that he wasn't sending or receiving texts in the moments before his car's head-on collision with another vehicle. Take an aspirin a day to help prevent heart disease. That's been the prescription for years now, but a new study warns of serious side effects.
The research in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that 300 milligrams or less of aspirin multiplies the risk of major stomach or brain bleeding by 55%. For people with a history of heart attack or stroke, aspirin should remain in the medicine chest. Dealing with stomach bleeding may be better than a heart attack, but if you're not at a red flag for heart disease, the risk may outweigh the benefit. And the best advice, talk to your doctor. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
Again, stocks rallying, but oil prices are too, back near $86 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and about 8:05 in the morning on June the 6th, the anniversary, of course, of D-Day. We talked a lot about that in our last hour. Of course, we can't say enough about that greatest generation, the men and women that rescued the world, and of course with their allies. But the United States, of course, played such a big part in that. And today, in D-Day, the loss of life, but it opened up that second front and allowed the Allied forces to defeat the Nazis in Germany, that whose claim of being the master race was quickly shown that they weren't. We've got on the line, when we'll get to in just a second, right after we do our Wells Fargo, is Augustin Stucker, who has written a beautiful biography, a dual biography of America's Civil War.
Augustin Stucker.
And we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. But first, we're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 175 points at 12,303. The Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 19 at 1,304. And the NASDAQ is positive 49 at 2,827. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 52 cents at $7.62 and Kinder Morgan Corporation down 86 cents at $32.16. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 16 cents at $8.84, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 33 cents at $43.71. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.61%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.80 at $86.09. Gold is up $20.10 at $1,637, and silver is up $1.26 at $29.66. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Kathy. Head on down to the Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're located at Park Marina Drive. They've got great information for you. You're wondering about your investments. Those are the people to see. Okay, hey, you know what? Let's welcome our next guest, Augustin Stucker. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
We're doing fine. You know what? We have a variety of authors on our show, and it's on a number of different subjects. But I think I think you're the first historian we've had.
Okay. And I'll take that as a good sign. Or
it's a great sign.
It's a great sign.
Augustin has a book that has recently been released called Lincoln and Davis, a dual biography of America's Civil War presidents. And coming, we're going to have to take a break when we come back. Augustin was born and raised in Oklahoma and is a member of the Choctaw Nation. As a lifelong amateur, well, you can't say you're amateur because you're a professional historian with an emphasis on the Civil War of Lincoln and Davis in this book that we're so excited. Carl couldn't get through it fast enough, and we're going to be talking about that book and more of your inspirational thoughts of why a dual biography.
That's right, and later in the show, we have Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company will be here, but this is a great book. But we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out a few things is why And what you found about this book and when you're in your research, and you know, what started you, what was the most interesting things about it, all that, because you've taken a new look at the way that people have compared this. So we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Nana's Naughty Knickers, written by Catherine DeSalvino and directed by Janessa Britton. Naughty Knickers aren't the only secret that will be exposed when Granny's dirty laundry is aired in this risque comedy. You thought Victoria had a secret? Will you see this. Weekends through June 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:13 in the morning, June the 6th.
Crack that whip.
Yeah. You know, we do this occasionally. We bring in authors that we've read books and that are interesting. And where we usually bring in is kind of on a political side on it. And this was, I guess you could say it's almost a political side, but it has to do with two presidents. Simultaneously, Lincoln and Davis, a dual biography of America's Civil War presidents, and our guest is Augustine Stucker, the author, who put together this book and did all the research and has brought up some really new things. I mean, if you're interested at all in history and how we're here and what happened, and this is a great book to start
and
with.
And the duality of the presidents. Augustine, we've butchered your name 25 times because, you know, we know you as Butch, but it's Augustine. So, I just want to say, and questions we've had here from some of our listeners, what inspired you to write this book?
Just always having an interest in history. My great-great-great-grandfather was actually a doctor in Lee's Army of Northern Virginia. and they had a plantation in central Georgia, lost the plantation after the Civil War, of course, moved down to South Georgia and north and central Florida. My great-grandfather, who was a doctor himself as well, moved from just outside of Gainesville, Florida, to Oklahoma when he was young. Married my great-great-grandmother, who was a Choctaw woman. That's where the Choctaw heritage comes from.
Direct lineage there.
Yeah. And set up his medical practice in Oklahoma. And, of course, he carried with him the whole concept of Lincoln was this evil tyrant who destroyed the South and destroyed the family's fortunes, blah, blah, blah. And it was not a war about slavery, but a war about states' rights. And Jefferson Davis was this great man who had tried to prevent Lincoln from doing what he did. You know, so I got the whole slanted issue about, you know, Davis was great, Lincoln was horrible, and I was going like, if that was really the case, how come, you know, Jefferson Davis is not much more revered than he is? So I started doing some research, found these amazing parallels between Lincoln's and Davis's lives, and just went from there. Spent about 30 years from college on gathering research materials, and when I finally had enough to write this 500-plus page book, I sat down and wrote it.
Well, you know, it is 500 pages, but there's you know, it's written in such a way it's an easy read, and if people can see that. I have studied a lot on the Civil War, and of course in history I love it. But a lot of the things that you brought up, because you're really well researched here, and when you talk about the parallels between Lincoln and Davis, both being born within 90 miles of each other, or 9 months and 100 miles of each other.
9 months and 100 miles, yes.
And that Davis did well when he was in combat, but was also sickly. And I never realized that. I knew that he had been in combat before, but I never realized that he was his health was bad.
Yeah, that came about because of, you know, serving time on the frontier. He was a graduate of West Point, served time on what was then considered the frontier, primarily in what is now Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa territories. Contracted pneumonia a couple of times, which nearly killed him. Had a I forget the exact term, but basically herpes complex, some type of herpes complex in his eye, which eventually left him with that eye being clouded over and nearly blind. And when these attacks would come on from the herpes complex virus, that would give him intense migraine headaches. The treatment that they used on it was really god-awful, and of course they had no means of relieving him from the pain. So he had a number of major health issues, which that was one issue that where he actually differed from Lincoln, who was apparently a very healthy man most of his life.
Well, what did you find out? Again, our guest is Augustine Stucker, and he is the author of Lincoln and Davis. If you're just tuning in, it's a dual biography of America's Civil War presidents. A very interesting read. And one of the questions that we have for you is, what did you find out to be that you discovered through the years of research? If you had to, do a snapshot of what you think was the most interesting discovery for you, what would that be?
Just how amazingly we are so unaware today of how racially divided the country was back then. Slavery was such a hot topic button that even our founding fathers they danced around the subject. They did not even mention slavery in the Constitution when they decided how slaves were to be counted as persons. They did not use the word slaves. They said, I think the word was colored people of indefinite servitude, or something like that was the language that they used. And Lincoln, when he was growing up in Illinois, when he was coming of age in Illinois, Illinois and a lot of other northern states had what they call black laws on the books, which said, okay, if you're a freed slave, you can pass through our territory or through our state, but you cannot settle down here. You cannot stop and raise a family and own land or anything else. You know, you're welcome to pass through, but don't bother, don't let the door hit you on your way going back out. And so this is why Lincoln was a latecomer to the abolitionist movement, because he literally did not see or know or interact with any black people because they weren't allowed in the state, even though it was technically a free state.
So it sounds like, that was one of the things that I got out of the book, Augustine, was that Lincoln was kind of a late joiner on this, on the slavery question. We've got to take a break here, and we've got people on the phone that want to ask you a question. So, Carl and DeBott, our guest is Augustine Stucker, who has written a very well researched, it's kind of a fun book too, in a way, when you start reading into it. Lincoln and Davis, A Dual Biography of America's Civil War Presidents. We'll be right back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Big Bike Weekend in KCNR 1460 presents the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. This free seminar will help you be safe on the road. All participants are entered into a drawing for motorcycle training from the Motorcycle Institute in Red Bluff. Also get entered to win a custom paint job from Longhair Collision Works. The Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. with bike washing at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Big Bike Weekend, KCNR 1460, the Reading Motorcycle Officers Group, the Reading Police Department, and the Motorcycle Training Institute.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:24 in the morning. Currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew. Come in, give them a try. They have competitive prices, of course. 50 flavors to choose from of coffee, and the coffee of the month is reduced, and over 35 different specialty drinks. They also offer a wide variety of drinks for kids that are caffeine-free, and of course that we're talking about Espresso Joe's Inside of Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, we're very, very excited, of Augustine Stucker, who is the author of Lincoln and Davis, a dual biography of America's Civil War presidents, and on the phone with us, thank you for holding. John, do you have a question for our author? Good morning, John.
He's there.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
I hear. Oh, I hear.
Maybe it's Augustine. I hear breathing. Are you sure you got the right one pushed?
Or do we want to patch in John?
Yeah, we want to patch in John.
We want to patch in John. Hello, John.
Hey, John, you on?
Hello.
Yes, John, you're now on because
now I'm
Bob,
on.
Bob brought you on finally.
Good morning, Carl, says, Linda.
Good morning.
Semi-functional bad Bob.
Okay. Anyway, do you have a question for our
yes,
author?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Mr. Stucker. How are you this morning?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And listen, I'd like to say to you, first of all, that Lincoln has been one of my heroes forever. I have a large charcoal drawing of him in my front room, and he has always been one of my heroes. I've read so many books about him. I feel like I'm a library of Lincoln-esque materials. But I went to a theater the other day and saw a preview of a movie called Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
And it offended me beyond all reason that this connection would be made. But then I went back to that thing that people say, that if you want to do something successful literarily, you will include Lincoln, the flag, America, mom, and the apple pie, and you'll come off successful. I was wondering how you felt about this from both the position of a historian and then perverting it, or from an author's position of it possibly driving sales of your book and getting that much more bona fide information in the hands of the population.
Oh, as a historian, of course, it deeply offends me, but when I stand back and I look at it and I realize the popularity of vampires in our culture these days, and I know that it's just a spoof, and that somebody wrote this little book as a spoof to take advantage of the fascination with vampires as well as the fascination with Lincoln, and wouldn't this be great and blah blah blah.
Right.
And I know that they were not taking it seriously, and I hope that the general public realizes it and just takes it as pulp entertainment, which it is. And if it generates interest in finding out more about the real Lincoln, that's great, that's wonderful. People will hopefully read my book as well as all the other great books that are out there about Lincoln.
Well, that was the conclusion I came to, too, was I just hoped it would drive them to the real study of Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War.
Right. I'm not going to take it seriously because it's Hollywood.
Well, and the interesting thing was it was written by a U.S. senator. Graham Hunter wrote the book.
Which book was this, John?
This is called Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, okay. You know what? Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe I'd missed that last part there.
Yeah. It's I found the thing to be absolutely offensive when I saw the commercialization of it. But then, like I said with Mr. Stucker, I agree that it could drive them to looking into the real issues and seeing Lincoln for the fantastic person that he was.
Well, we hope to get Augustine up to Redding. He's now moved from Florida with his wife, Peggy, back to California. We're hoping to get them up to Redding for a book reading and a book signing. Would you be interested?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. We got another question from the chat line here, Augustine. Question was, they attended a lecture in Gettysburg a few years back, and there was some speculation that Lincoln and Davis were half brothers or related. Do you ever find out anything like that?
There's a possibility that they were both remotely related because both of their families originated from Wales in England. So they may have been like very distant cousins.
Yeah.
But no direct linkage that I was able to discover otherwise.
Okay. All right. Well, we're kind of running out of time here. And our guest is Augustine Stucker, who's written a good biography called Lincoln and Davis, A Dual Biography of American Civil War Presidents. And where can people find this?
Available at Amazon, available at Barnes & Noble, available through the publisher, which is AuthorHouse.com. Available through my website, astucker.com, available as a paper book, available as an ebook, however people want it,
it's out there, huh?
It's available for them to discover if they just make the slightest bit of effort to look for it.
Okay, Augustine, you know what? I enjoyed the book. There's probably 1,000 more questions we can ask, but we've got to run here. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Sir, could you stay on the line? We have a listener who wants to email a question. We can relay that for you if you would, okay? Once we go to break.
Okay, so Augustine, just hang on because we have, like I said, people are calling in with questions here, and we'll just get those to you. We've got to take a break. Be back right back after the news. We're going to have Jeff Hess here from Hawkins Company.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A master of science fiction and fantasy has died.
People ask, where do you get your ideas?
That's from the opening of his Ray Bradbury's Theater. Among his best-known works, Fahrenheit 451 and The Illustrated Man. His daughter says the 91-year-old died last night in Los Angeles. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker surviving a recall election, something he believes
could play a role in the candidate's game plans heading into the fall presidential election and even after that.
So people mean it. They mean it in Washington. They mean it in Madison. They mean it in every other statehouse across America when they say we want you to take on these tough challenges.
Walker says it's time to bring Wisconsin residents together.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper and the Space Shuttle Enterprise heading up the Hudson River right now toward its new home, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York. Fox News, we report, you decide.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 13th, but now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day on Wednesday with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Friday, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray. Saturday, auto races, and Sunday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Tribute to the Eagles, High Flying Motorcycle Show, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 12th. The Shasta District Fair opens June 13th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable. Only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, More ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals. And an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bott, 8:35 in the morning, June the 6th, anniversary of D-Day today. That could be appropriate in more ways than one. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. I can't say enough about it. The DC Tim and the Man in Black do so much to support this community, and they give great haircuts. I mean, what else can you say? Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Jeff Hest, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Hawkins Company, LLC. And they wanted to put a shopping center out on Knighton Road. And we had an election about that, and a squeaker of 65% to 35% the people said that they did not agree with the board of supervisors. Your turn.
You want an answer to that?
Well,
do you?
No, I mean, well, it was. You know what?
You can't take one without the other. I think.
Right.
Carl,
and measure important. B, of course.
Yeah. And when you look at the numbers. You know, we haven't analyzed them. We haven't seen them. I'm a little, to be honest with you, I'm a little disappointed at the elections department for holding out all of the numbers until, you know, late at the night. You know, they gave the absentee numbers and then waited until 12:30 or 1 o'clock and then came out with every one of the precincts, which I think is, well, contrary to what I've ever seen in an election. But anyway, you know, both were basically defeated, if you will, 70-30 and
yeah.
Or 65-35, if you will. And I think, you know, we've kicked it around. You know, I could say bad things about Rod and the boys and the girls down there in Cheering Creek Bottom, or I could say, well, you know, armchair quarterback, and geez, if I'd have just put one more ad in, or if I'd have started here. The answer is when initiatives or referendums are out in the public and it's a very confusing issue, they vote no. And I think that's the only conclusion that I can look at here. I'd like to take credit for B and Bob Moore for B, but the answer is we heard it around the county as we visited all of the outlying areas that we went to that we just don't know what and how to do it. And there's information that's out there. We're not making a value judgment whether Rod's right or I'm right or what. It's so confusing. I'm voting no. And if you look at the numbers, they're consistent with that. So I'm not sure I make any conclusions to that other than B was defeated, which saves a lot of litigation money us going in A.
Well, that's the question then, is that Hawkins Company, and somebody asked, it's a family-owned business. When we say Hawkins Company LLC, it's still a family-owned business. We had the owner on, Gary Hawkins, on Monday, just to find out who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 65 years old and how he got into the business and how he did that.
Sure.
The next step for Hawkins Company. I mean, because we're talking like $12 million is laying out here on the table.
That's a large sum of money. And,
it is.
You know, we don't take it lightly. We don't have any real conclusion today. I know Gary had indicated that, you know, we're not going to walk away from the land, which is true. We own it. I mean, the one benefit is our taxes will drop significantly from from 1% of $8 plus million dollars down to probably 1% of $1,000 an acre, if you look at it from sort of the appraisal of ag land. But anyway, I think, you know, we're invested in Shasta County. We have been for some time, and we're not going to walk away from Shasta County. Much as, you know, it was a little disheartening, you know, when you think about it, well, you know, Shasta County doesn't want business. Well, I disagree with that. I think I go back to a no vote on these confusing issues is not saying that Shasta County doesn't want business. I think that's not a conclusion that we would make out of this.
I wouldn't make that conclusion either. Yeah. I think Shasta County does want business. I think that I think there's a number of reasons that this went down. I think a no vote on these is not unusual. I mean, I think the point made for Measure B, and I'm almost positive the Churn Creek Bottom people wish they hadn't even brought on Measure B. We may have been a little too ambitious with that one. It was if they had just completely left that one off, but they didn't. And so what that does is people are saying, no, we do want, we're not going to stop development here. We just want to know more about it or how it is. But let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have a question. Terry, you're on. Do you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
My question is that when this Measure A was put together, it was because almost 12,000 people that were informed went ahead and said that they wanted to overturn what the Board of Supervisors unanimously approved. And I believe that was the first time that a unanimous decision had ever been overturned by the people that the Board of Supervisors had ever done. The other thing is that I'm curious as to with that issue and also the issue of a landslide victory on no on Measure A, how does the gentleman propose that he didn't run enough ads and that people weren't informed? I mean, I think they were very well informed.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure I agree with your premises to begin with. You know, the whole issue is, in my mind, looking at the numbers the way they are without analyzing where they came from, that it's pretty clear it was a no vote. And I don't know that it was a informed or ill-informed vote. And it's not unusual in an initiative situation where people just say no because they don't know. It was clear to us that even yesterday, where I met with seven construction workers who believed that we were going to be funded by the state of California and they didn't want the taxes to go there. And that was just totally ill-informed. And, you know, we explained the situation and they turned around and, you know, voted yes. So I don't know whether, you know, adding an ad or not adding an ad. I just label that as armchair quarterbacking and we'll go back and see what the vote is.
Okay, hey, we need to take a break here. Carl Lindebaut, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Jeff Hess, Chief Operating Officer of Hawkins Company. Wanted to put a shopping center up out at Knighton Road, and the Board of Supervisors' decision was overturned by a vote yesterday. We want to talk to, we're going to come back and see what that next step is.
And we're going to be taking your calls here. We've got the phones ringing off the hook. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning, June the 6th. And
currently 60 degrees outside in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 82. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 54. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Serving Reading and surrounding areas. Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Crown Motors takes pride in their vehicles, and they sell shop local, stay local, folks. That's what we always say. Now, we've got questions. We've got callers on the line. Kay, let's go to Kay, live. You are live on KCNR. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Linda and Carl and Jeff.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
By the way, Linda and Carl, I like having the radio on the telephone while you're waiting.
Well, we,
I think that encourages people to turn off their radio so that everything goes better.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're
We're
welcome.
Trying to upgrade a little here and a little there.
Well, I appreciate it. And Jeff, I think that the people of this area know how they voted, especially on A. And I think maybe if you want to continue with a project, you might want to revisit the drawing board. The model for big box stores is really passé, and it has since the beginning of this millennium. And so I think what you might look at is what is unique, what don't we have, if you want people to come. And I think if you want to continue, because you don't need good top quality soil to grow a shopping center, but you do to grow fruit and vegetables. And especially if the gas goes up and is $10 a gallon at some point, we're not going to be getting things from even the San Joaquin Valley or even the southern part of the Central Valley. We'll be having to get things local. Having said that, I think that if you revisited it and looked at making it into, for example, the cornerstone, the anchor would be like a grocery store that would have locally produced, the emphasis would be on locally produced.
So instead of box stores, you want to bring in just the local things.
And everything.
So instead of just big box stores, you think it should be emphasizing local.
Local,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's hear what Jeff has to say. And thanks a lot for your phone call.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Thanks, Kay. I appreciate that. Very good comments. And I think that there's some, you know, there's really been some misinformation about, you know, what we plan to do there. We are dealing with a lot of new tenants that aren't in the area that would like to come here. And you know, one of those is the Vitamin Cottage Natural Grocers that they actually do that. They'll have, you know, produce in their produce area that's produced locally. You know, they like the quality of the local produce. So that really was our intent, and I agree that the big box, the mega boxes, if you will, you know, are not what we really was trying to do there. Big box is a label, anything above 10,000 square foot. We had a lot of smaller ones out there, and we will go back to the drawing board. Says
now that's the question, Jeff. Are you going to go back and rethink this and bring it back to the Board of Supervisors?
Well, Carl, you know, I hate to be contrary to my boss, but we haven't decided what really all this means. And we're not used to, you know, this kind of an emotional discussion on our projects. You know, normally this is the first time in 20 years that I've been with the company we've had to deal with a political campaign, you know. When you go to a jurisdiction like a city council or a board of supervisors, you're checking the box. You're making sure you fit within the planning criteria. And it's fairly, you know, unemotional, if you will. We meet with the neighbors and try to get their input. But when it goes into a political forum like this, it's hard to control what is said and what is not said. And it's a little out of a realm. So we'll go back and kind of rethink that.
Okay. I've got to take a break. Michelle, you're up next as far as on for questions, but we've got to take a break right now. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
I'm Carl Turner, a Vietnam combat veteran. In 2010, our state veterans cemetery asked me to design a monument dedicated to Vietnam veterans. The state has approved the design and donated the land. The sculpture I call Hope depicts an inbound medevac helicopter with two men running under fire, carrying a stretcher holding the wounded. This reflects the strongest memory I have of Vietnam. To fund this project, we established a dog tag plaque program. Donors have the opportunity to fund this monument by purchasing a pair of plaques dedicated to their veteran. They will be embossed with the veteran's name, branch of service, and service dates. 3,000 Vietnam veterans will become part of the monument, their names surrounding the sculpture. Check us out at Vietnam Veterans Monument Project at Facebook.com or call me at 530-275-6385. Thanks for your support.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR 1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I walk back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBond. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. They've been established since 1977. You know, what can I say about Redding Harley Davidson? That's where I take my bike to. I tell you, their service department is outstanding, and they carry a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, collectibles, if you name it, they've got it. It's a great place to get your bike. If you want to get a new bike, just bring your others in. They'll sell your bike, or you can trade it in. They've got financing available. Stop by 1268 Twin View Boulevard, or give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Remember this. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson.
I think we need to get to the phones here. Michelle, line one, you are live. You have a question for our guest.
Hi. I just heard Jeff speak about emotions. I had another question, but I've seen him speak in public plenty of times and lose his temper. And, Jeff, in public appearances, you usually tell your audience what great friends you are with Rod Evans away from these circumstances. But are you going to start fresh in this next fight to come? And are you prepared to make a public apology to the last time that you verbally assaulted him outside the radio station and wouldn't let go of his hand with your unrelenting grip? It was threatening. And I'm wondering if you're ready to do that.
Michelle, I'm not sure where you're headed with that question, and I don't have any comment to that. Rod and I have exchanged emails, and I pray for his family who are ill at this time, and he's prayed for my mom when she was passing away. So I'm not sure where you're going with that. So I that's all I have to say about it.
Okay, let's go to Henry. Henry, you have a question or a statement?
Well, more of a comment, I guess. You know, I was in the development business for many years in the Shasta County area before I moved my operation to Nevada. But the fact remains that a city or county, if they don't grow, they die. And I was very sad this morning to hear that went down, simply because it would create a lot of jobs, it would be good for the community, and I'm terribly sorry for the company. I certainly hope that they can do something with that land to develop it. I take my answer on the air. It's not a question, just a comment.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Henry.
Talk about two diverse phone calls there.
Whoa. But that is a perfect, right there, a microcosm.
There's our community.
Microcosm of what happened on the boat there.
Yeah.
You have some that say, you know what, we need this for growth, we need this for development, and you've got, obviously, you know, you've got other people that are saying, oh, no, they can't just come in here and do this. And then you have a lot of people that just say, you know, hey, no. You know, Measure B went down, and I mean, 70% are saying, yes, it's okay to develop, but it's got to be under certain circumstances. Now, the question is this going to have an impact on future developments around here in Shasta County?
You know, I would like to say, as I said, that, oh, this is just, you know, Shasta County is not open for business, but I just disagree with that.
I disagree with that, too. They are open for business.
I disagree. I think Shasta County, I mean, you can't have the chamber and the labor groups and the building groups and the, you know, the rancheria and even the deputy sheriffs, you know, say we want you. And read just the opposite of that they don't. And I think that, you know, I certainly would be a little embarrassed about, if that was truly the number, but I think it's just a no.
Well,
we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay. Hey, Daniel.
Yes.
Hey, Carl. This is Dan.
Hey, Dan, you have a question here?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment to Jeff real quick. Okay, here
go ahead.
Yeah,
shoot.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, I voted for you, and I admire your company's entrepreneurship. It's kind of sad to see what the community doesn't understand the free market principles. Some say they do, but they really don't unless they've been involved on their own or investment community. Anyway, I was we do investments in Boise, Idaho, and I just decided to call the investment community, the folks I know up there, to just check you out, and they think real highly of you. You guys are they know you're real smart, and you have smart people, and you know what you're doing, and it's just really sad that the people in Shasta County can't see the forest through the trees. Anyway, that's my comment. I'll let you go.
I think
thanks,
that,
Dan.
I appreciate that. We've always tried to do things in the most ethical way, and you know, sometimes we stumble like everybody does and make our fair share of mistakes, but you know, our goal, as Gary Hawkins said the other day, is to do things right. And the only thing I would say about this whole thing is planning by initiative is bad public policy.
Well, I'm sure you'll stay in touch, and
amen to that.
Let us, you know, we'd really like to know is what's happening in the future of, you know, what's happening, because this is there's a lot of money involved, and there's jobs and everything, and I don't think anybody's saying we don't want to develop it. We just are saying let's plan this out.
Well, I just want to thank the people of Shasta, whether you voted for us or against us, to give us the opportunity.
Thanks a lot. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The writer Ray Bradbury has died at 91. The Martian Chronicles, Fahrenheit 451, books, movies, and TV shows, including his own, the Ray Bradbury Theater.
I just look around, find what I need, and begin.
He'd been in a wheelchair from a stroke, but still wrote every day and appeared at literary events around Los Angeles. Still, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker planning to invite the legislature over for some burgers and beer, hoping to move on from a long, contentious recall election. Live in Milwaukee, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Governor Walker says it's time to come together after the fight over cuts to collective bargaining that caused the recall. Meanwhile, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says the vote has national implications.
I think the Democrats are going to have a little bit of a circular firing squad on their hands for about 3 weeks. Obama's going to show up in a month or two and say, hey, guys, remember me? You know, you need to help me get elected.
But the White House says Walker outspent Barrett. The electorate will be different in November and President.